This is the extra hour of the Tuesday morning show. I'm Heidi Holton with John Latimer.
Morning, Heidi.
Morning. It is time to talk about public lands and how we treat them. Trent Wickman is a public affairs officer for the U.S. Forest Service in northeastern Minnesota. He is here with us today to remind us how to take care of those lands. Hi, Trent. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, Heidi. Thanks for having me on. Hi, John.
Hi, Trent. Good to hear from you again.
So let's talk about, was it early in the summer you were starting to see how people were treating campsites and trails and all of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, this has been a summer where we've just seen a big uptick in visitation, which we are really happy about. You know, the more people that get outside, the better, and we're happy to see that. But unfortunately, we've also noticed that it seems that there may be folks coming up that just are not maybe experienced and familiar with some of the rules and things that you should do when you're recreating outside. And so we noticed that, and, you know, it's not only with the Forest Service, but I know DNR and other folks that have these types of facilities have been seeing similar issues. And so early on, yeah, we were seeing things like garbage, but we also were seeing things early on when we had campgrounds closed, where we had them gated off, that people were pulling down gates and camping even when they're not supposed to. And, you know, it really runs the gamut from a lot of different things, even to cutting trees at sites and stuff like that. So, you know, obviously there's always an enforcement component we can go to, but we'd rather try the education route. And so one of the ideas that we had was we started posting some pictures on our Facebook site about examples of things not to do. And so that was one piece of an education strategy that we've been working on.
Do you think, Trent, that it's a new brand of camper going out to the woods that's causing this, or have we just become relaxed and less concerned about protecting the environment?
I don't know. You know, it's really hard. It's speculation on my part, but I just, you know, I'm guessing that there are just a bunch of people that have just never really made a point to try to go camping, maybe, or maybe they're camping in a different way, where maybe they were before at developed campsites and campgrounds, and maybe they're trying something a little bit more remote and dispersed and just don't have the experience. You know, we've been all cooped up previously, and then now with the summer and people wanting to get outside, I think there's just a big push. And I think there's also, you know, a group of folks that want to stay local, maybe not travel as far. And so, guessing it's just maybe somebody that hasn't done it before.
Well, I hope that's the case. I would hate to think that we're falling down in our respect for the outdoors. It's something that troubles me. I swim in a mine pit nearby, and I always try to take the time to dive down in some of the deeper waters and pull out some of the beer bottles and whiskey bottles that knuckleheads have thrown into there and take them out with me. If I take out one more piece than I bring in, I figure I'm working in the right direction.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to go. You know, it only takes one person to really mess things up, and, you know, the other 99% are doing the right thing. So, you know, it's great when people can take that kind of approach that you are, leaving it better than you found it, and that really helps.
Trent, let's talk a little bit about, you talked about that some people have been cutting down trees, like at their campsites. First of all, you can't do that. It's not your campsite. You don't own it. But tell us a little bit more about that, what you found and what we should be keeping in mind.
Well, you know, I think kind of what you're leading into, Heidi, is important to think about these sites that people camp on. You're not the only one that's going to be there. You got to think about that there's going to be people coming behind you all summer. And so, you know, these sites are not meant to be for folks to cut trees down. They're already set up the way they are. And, you know, I think, it's just an inexperienced thing, because we'll see trees cut down, and then we'll see those same trees that are laying across the campfire. And obviously they don't burn. Green wood doesn't burn. So people should, you know, if they knew that to begin with, maybe they wouldn't cut the tree down in the first place. But also, you know, it could be that people are not packing out what they pack in and leaving stuff at the campsite. Yeah, those are just some examples.
Yeah, it's kind of a sad state of affairs, especially for you folks that have to go out there and visit all the time. You know, I show up at a campsite and it's either clean or it's not. And if it's not, I'm going to do my best to clean it up a little bit. But gosh, you guys have to come in there and clean up after everybody.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it takes obviously time away from our limited staff to, you know, doing other things when they got to, you know, be responding and cleaning all the time. You know, and I think the other thing that was a concern for us early on was that there was frustration, I think, with some folks as far as how many sites we had open and which ones were open and which ones weren't. And sometimes people were taking out their frustrations on our staff, you know, and that was really something that we didn't want to see because, you know, these are dedicated public servants out there trying to do the best they can. And they're not the ones that are making decisions on what sites are open or closed. So, you know, I that was another message we wanted to get out, is just to be respectful of them and the good work they're trying to do.
Well, and Trent, you mentioned that, you know, more people have been getting out because of this pandemic, which is great, but sometimes people think that just being outside, you cannot catch COVID from someone. You're also reminding people to keep that safe distance between each other on trails and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, you know, and it you know, being a federal government agency, you know, we have criteria that we follow and follow CDC criteria, but we were also mindful to try to stay in line with what the state was doing and what our partners like the DNR were doing. And so we were aware of and following to the best of our ability the recreation guidelines that Governor Walz and the state of Minnesota put out. And so, you know, there's a lot of good suggestions within that document. And so that's what we've been trying to tier to.
That is Trent Wickman, Public Affairs Officer for the U.S. Forest Service in northeastern Minnesota, reminding us to be decent out there. Trent, thank you so much. Thanks for watching the land for us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. This is the extra hour of the Tuesday morning show. I'm Heidi Holton with John Latimer. Coming up, we'll welcome in Scott Hall. We're talking about the change in the world. Sports came back in a different way.
Yeah, in a different
so
way.
So stay
for sure.
tuned for our conversation.